There is the State You Left Me In from Jake Worthington. And, you know, since we started playing that track, Iron Country Family, you just keep requesting it over and over and over again. So this morning, I wanted to welcome Jake Worthington to the Big Red in the Morning Show. Good morning, Jake.
Hey, what you say, brother? Y'all like that country music, huh?
We really do. You know, up here at Iron Country, we only play what we call real genuine country music. And that's pretty much what I feel you're making, my friend.
Well, you know what? I like it all, but there's only, you know what? Thank you. I'm grateful to have a space with my music, and I like to make country music. So
that's what you're doing.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, before we really get started, Jake, I want to tell you that me personally and our Iron Country listeners have been waiting for an album like yours to come out for a long time, and with that real traditional country feel, and you've given us that. And I know a lot of listeners say, man, thank you for, you know, playing Jake. Is that the music that you grew up with? Because I hear a honky-tonk, real traditional country sound coming from you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was definitely in my part of the world. That was what was being played in the grocery stores and the gas station, and definitely in my parents' car, you know. So but you know, my grandpa, he was a little guitar picker and singer himself, and in the 70s and 80s and stuff like that. So you know, I was growing up in the 90s and the 2000s, but I was introduced to a lot of the stuff that kind of happened before that by him. And of course, I took to it like a pig in mud, and I should, you know, for something for me it connects with, and I'm glad to know other people do the same.
You know, Jake, here at Iron Country, you know, hey, to each their own. You can listen to what you want, but we wanted that real traditional country sound, and so we really gravitated towards the Texas country music charts and the Texas artists. And growing up in Texas, were some of your musical influences some of the traditional artists? Because I can hear a little twinge of Jones and Haggard, and maybe even a little bit of Mark Chestnut in there. Am I off base with that?
No, that means the world. And I think that if what I'm doing reminds anybody of them guys, I would have to believe that we're doing something right. You know, those are my favorite voices. You know, and I can't help it that I sound the way I do. That does mean a lot to me though, you know, no doubt. George Jones was he was a revered voice in our house. And so was Haggard and Chestnut, of course, and Strait, and you know, that list goes way on. I remember when, see, I learned how to dance in the kitchen, you know, my mom had a Civil War drawer, and she had a CD drawer. You know, we'd pull out CDs and put them in the radio, and that's what I learned to dance to. And I remember pulling out a Whitley CD, and my parents kind of telling me, you know who that is, you know, he'd been on the radio, but he had passed away early. And, you know, from that early age, my dad even told me a long time ago, a piece of the world died and Whitley died. And I reckon I still believe in that. And that is the truth. And so, you know, I just country music is what has influenced me, and real life has influenced me. I think that, you know, I want to make music that's music.
Exactly.
When you come to a show that we're doing, I want you to hear them sounds be done with the boys that are on the stage, you know. Mm-hmm. I want to hear that myself, you know.
Exactly.
That's where it stems from, you know. And I think that we're in a really, really inspiring time in country music as it is right now, that, you know, even from the independent part of the industry, you know, which is where I come from, and then I got a really great opportunity to work with Big Loud, and for them to want to cut a record with me, I was really, really excited to get to do something that moved me. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's just the beginning, you know. So
yeah.
I can't wait to release more and more and more music. There's songs getting wrote all the time, and it's just getting even more in the vein.
All right. Well, you know, some of our listeners, Jake, the minute I started playing you, immediately got on the text lines and request lines and asked me if you were the guy from The Voice. Now, how was that experience as a young artist trying to break into the business?
Well, I am the guy from The Voice. I am. You know, that it was a really unique experience. I think that if I hadn't have done it, you know, I was a kid then. I didn't know the difference between come here and sick 'em back then, you know. And, if I hadn't have done that, I don't think I would have ever dove off into musicality the way that I might have over the years and really think that I had a shot at doing this for a living. Mm-hmm. Where one door closes, another opens, and we keep walking through the doors that we see. So.
Well, to me, it seems like you've been kicking them in, my friend, because I've been hearing a lot of great things about you. And last year, I remember we had Ronnie Dunn on the air with us, and he was talking about this song called Honky Tonk Town, which we played here on Iron Country, and you were part of that. What was it like working with Ronnie Dunn?
Oh, man, a dream come true. We were sitting here talking about Haggard Jones and Whitley and Chestnut, stuff like that. Ronnie Dunn comes into play for sure in my world, and I think he's one of the most talented writers and singers that we ever had in our genre, and it meant the world to me that he took a liking to myself and the music, I was tickled over that, man. You know, hell, I'm like a dog in a peach seed. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
Work with him, but. He's been extremely supportive, and it's a small, small world.
It really is. Yeah. You know, Jake, yesterday I was watching, going through some YouTube videos, and I saw your Grand Ole Opry debut, and I always like to ask my guests, what was it like the first time you stood in that circle?
Man, I still ain't figured it out. I still ain't figured out how to explain that for me.
Okay.
It was amazing. Don't get me wrong, a dream come true. All those things you hear, they're true. It's a magical thing, and it was a really special night for me and my family, it's those kind of things that make you put a little more fuel on your fire and want to kick more than doors down, if you know what I mean. It's an incredible memory and something I'll never forget.
Now, Jake, I was so excited when they came out with the lineup for Country Thunder in Wisconsin, here in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, to see that you were on the lineup. And if we were to tell our Iron Country listeners here today, what's a Jake Worthington show like?
A Jake Worthington show is live country music, live action. You're going to get music you can drink to, music you can dance to, and music you ought to feel.
That's awesome. Now, out of the interview, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs off your album, and it's called Single at the Same Time. What can you tell me about that track, Jake?
Man, it's one of my favorites on that record. We wrote that song out in Oklahoma out of good fun, and I've always loved a good shuffle, and I feel like we were able to, go in the studio and let the band have at it over that song, and it's just one of my favorite musical tracks, It's fun. It's just all in good fun,
All right. Well, Jake, we can't wait to see you in July at Country Thunder. And as long as we keep getting your tunes, we'll keep spinning them here on Iron Country. And you've always got a home here, my friend.
Well, I'm sure glad to know it. And thank y'all for listening and stay tuned for some more.